Okay, good evening, everyone. So I would like to discuss tonight a topic in Hilchos Brachos, very basic topic in Brachos. I mean, we've been talking about a lot of topics that have to do with not so much what bracha you make on a food, but halachas pertaining to the bracha, making the bracha, sveikus about brachos, and kavana in brachos, and various different things. Well, I want to talk about tonight, just spend probably just this one shiur on some of the halachas of ikur v'tafel. Ikur v'tafel means that there are times that a person is eating more than one food item, more than one type of food, and although the bracha for the two different things he's eating, let's say he's eating two different things together, there are two different brachos, but he only has to recite one bracha. He recites one bracha and is able to eat both of the things. And that's where the foods he's eating is defined or described or considered in halacha like he's eating an ikur. An ikur means a main, one main food, and the other one being a tafel, being secondary to it. So then he only makes one bracha, and it covers both the ikur and the tafel. Now there is a discussion about how that works, meaning to say, there's a discussion in the poskim. Well, what is the idea when one food is tafel to another, it's considered secondary to another food? Is it that it doesn't require a bracha? You just make a bracha on the ikur, and that's it. Since it's clearly they're being eaten in a way that'll satisfy the conditions. We'll have to discuss what the conditions are. How do you define something as ikur v'tafel? But once you've satisfied those conditions, is it that Chazal said, okay, so then since this is the ikur, make the bracha on the ikur, and the tafel just comes along, doesn't need a bracha? Or is it that, no, the tafel needs a bracha, but the bracha that you made on the ikur covers the tafel? Whereas normally this particular tafel, it has a different bracha than the ikur. So normally, if you can have that food, you would make bracha X. And if you have the other food, you make bracha Y. But now, since the food which requires bracha X is being eaten as a tafel to the one which requires bracha Y, so you just make bracha Y, and it's as if you said bracha Y on the ikur and on the tafel. Right? Okay, so the first thought is that the tafel doesn't need a bracha. And the second thought is, no, it needs a bracha, but it doesn't, in this case, get its own. The bracha that's unique for it, or that's meant typically appropriate for it, rather the bracha that you made on the ikur is covering the tafel as well. And so the Chazon Ish says, like this way of explaining it, that the tafel needs a bracha. It needs a bracha. But the bracha of the ikur is considered to have been recited over the tafel as well. I think it brings a raya from the fact that, let's say a person ate something, one food, and he made a bracha on it, and then only afterwards he decides to eat something which is going to be considered tafel, or only then somebody brings him the food, and he had no intention. He didn't think about it when he made the bracha on the ikur. He just thought about eating the ikur, and then he says, you know, if there wants something else which would be considered, which be halachically defined as tafel, so then he has to make a bracha on the tafel. Because since when he made the bracha on the ikur, the tafel wasn't planned, he wasn't planning to eat the tafel, and it can't be covered by the bracha of the ikur. So if the din would be that a tafel doesn't need a bracha, so it doesn't need a bracha. Okay, doesn't need a bracha. But if it needs a bracha, just that the bracha of the ikur works in it, so the bracha of the ikur only works in it if it was there at the time, or if at least he thought about it or planned in it, or maybe it's something that he typically does, but if it doesn't fit those criteria, then it needs its own bracha, and that's what the Chazon Ish says, it's a raya, that a tafel be'etzem needs a bracha.
Can you bring an example where the tafel is not in at the moment you make the beraha, the first beraha?
Yeah, let's say a person just think for a second. I'll tell you. We'll do the how about. Let's go through the categories of ikur v'tafel and then try to give us the examples with it. Okay, there are three main categories of what's considered. When is something considered tafel to an ikur? Three main categories of being able to make the bracha on the ikur, and we'll cover the tafel. One category is with the the tafel is something which is there purely for the ikur, meaning you have no real inherent desire to eat the tafel, and you're only eating it because once you eat the ikur, it's sort of you feel a need to eat the tafel. For example, one of the prime examples, a person takes a drink of something very sharp or very hard, like a whiskey or something with a very, very sharp drink, and the taste is bothering him in his mouth. And he knows that, he knows that off the bat. And he's going to eat a piece of bread or a cake or something just to clear his palate, just to get rid of that taste of the hard of the food that he didn't, he enjoyed it, he wanted it, but the lingering taste is something which he wants to, which bothers him. So he's eating this piece of bread even, or cake, in order to satisfy that need that to get rid of the sharpness. So there, that tafel doesn't require a bracha. If that would be purely his kavana, he's not eating the bread to fill up on it all, or for its own merits, other than for the merit of being able to deal with and sort of clean up after the whiskey. So then it doesn't need a bracha. So that might be an example. Let's say he doesn't normally do that. Let's say he's usually okay with the drinking or whatever it may be, and he had no intention of it. But this time he drank this and says, "Whoa, this. Where'd you get this bottle? You know, this is not something that he's used to, and it's or maybe it was something wrong with it, so that it wasn't spoiled to the point that it'd be put from a bracha, but it wasn't. Maybe it was off a little bit in a way that it's. Then now it's bothering him, and he wants to eat something just to get rid of that taste. Not he's not hungry. He's not looking to fill up on this cake, but he says something. I need something to clean out my mouth, get rid of that taste. So that perhaps would be an example that if he didn't have in mind at all. He wasn't planning on it, and he only, as an afterthought, he said he would need a bracha. But the prime, the case that we're explaining, where it is Iker V'Tavel, is where he was planning that. He does, that is his expectation to eat the bread afterwards.
In a case like that, let's say somebody eats something really spicy, and he wants to take the sharpness out eating bread. Is there a shiur where he actually gets into a lahi problem? Let's say it's not a piece of bread, he's actually feeling the spice.
Well, what the poskim say is that it's hard to make an absolute determination in these cases that the purpose of the tafel, the purpose of the bread, is only to satisfy that need. And very often a person's eating it, this is probably a dual kavanah. Certainly I would think in your case, if he's eating an exceptional amount of bread, he's got, I imagine he's hungry or once. I mean, otherwise, it probably wouldn't just... When eat an excessive amount. So the poskim actually encourage not relying on this type of ikur v'tafel. It's not such a good idea to take advantage of, because you have to be really sure. If a person eats something which requires a bracha and he doesn't make the bracha, then that's a davar chomer. That's a serious matter. It says kol hanenim in ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, which means you benefited from this world without making a bracha in a situation where a bracha was required. And you didn't make it, whether it's a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. You don't make that bracha for whatever reason. It says it's gozel, it's a kodesh baruch hu, and klal yisrael. You consider it to be that you're stealing the bracha from Hashem. You're stealing the food. So it's definitely a wrong thing to do. A very negative thing to do. It's an avera. So therefore. As I said, this case, you'd have to be absolutely certain that you're only eating the bread because of you want to get rid of the taste, which probably that guy that's eating, give me another one of those onion rolls. Have a little more taste left. Probably not why he's eating the onion rolls. Okay, so that's one example. Now, in Lemaisa, I don't think that's the most, I don't think it's an extremely common example. Anyway, the next example, which is much more common, is when a person is eating two foods where one of them is really the main food, one is the main food, he's eating it, he primarily wants to eat one thing, but he's eating the other one because it goes well together with it. It helps him enjoy this first food. For example, he's eating potato latkes, it's Hanukkah, he's eating potato latkes, so he eats them with applesauce because he enjoys it more that way. He's not here for applesauce. If someone just offered him applesauce, he wouldn't... he wouldn't be interested. But he's once he's eating the potato latkes, he enjoys applesauce. Or he's eating a blintza, potato blintza, or whatever it may be, and he likes it with sour cream. Or it could be the latkes also with sour cream. But again, the sour cream is just coming as a enhancer. It's exactly what it is. It's enhancing my enjoyment of the latkes or of the blintzes. Or if you crackers and you put some cream cheese or peanut butter on them, you're not going to sit there with a jar of peanut butter and spoon it, you know, eat it with a spoon. But you enjoy the peanut butter. It helps you enjoy the cracker better with some sort of topping on it. So I'm putting a spread or a topping on the cracker, which is a spread, which if I ate it by itself, it would require bracha. But since I'm eating it just to enhance the cracker, it doesn't need its own bracha. Doesn't need a separate bracha. Or a chocolate bar with nuts. So you're what you want to eat is you want to eat chocolate bar, but you enjoy the ones that have a nice crunchy taste in them. You enjoy the ones that have nuts in them. Or one more example would be a bowl of cereal and milk, where you're assuming that you're putting in the milk just to enhance your enjoyment of the cereal, to make the cereal more easier to eat and more enjoyable. So
if you wanted the peanut butter and jelly and you're using the cracker to hold it.
Okay, so that would be the other case you could have there, that the in some cases the cracker would be the tuffel. Yeah, okay, right. So there the
kichel.
Right, so exactly. So certainly
like herring and kichel.
Right. So cases like that, you would not be able to make a bracha on the cracker and cover the other thing, because the other thing is considered the ikar in that case. And sometimes it depends on the person.
You make the bracha on the cracker, and if you're having milk, have in mind when you make the bracha on the milk, it's covering the peanut butter and jelly also.
Well, assuming the bracha on peanut butter, let's say isha hakol, you don't have to make a bracha on milk to cover it, unless you're not sure. I mean, like, in other words, peanut butter, I guess, is an example which typically people would not eat as the main thing. Typically, peanut butter would be considered the enhancer of this. So, but if something where it's just clearly not, let's say the herring, where you really want a liver, chopped liver, you really want chopped liver, but the chopped liver, say you take a cracker with it. So there, the chopped liver is the ikar. So you couldn't make a mazonos on the cracker and pater the chopped liver. So there's a Magen Avraham though that says that, or from the Magen Avraham comes out that in that case, though, since the tafel is a mazonos, is one of the chameshes minei dagon, so you would make a bracha on that as well. You would make a bracha. In other words, you would have to make a bracha on the liver, but you would, according to this, you would make a bracha on the cracker as well. Yeah. Okay. So, and then as I was saying, by some cases it would depend on the person, whereas some people will be eating it for the cracker. Let's say the case of herring. Some people might say, I really want crackers, but they're a little dry, and okay, I'll take a little piece of herring. I'm not the biggest herring fan, but that's what's available here. Maybe if there was jelly, I'd probably just put jelly on my crackers or something, or maybe that's not classy enough, and I don't want a kiddush, and I'd be embarrassed and I'd put jelly in the cracker. So I'll take a piece of herring and put it on my cracker, but it's not really what I want. I really want the cracker. So then the herring would be tafel and would require one bracha. Whereas the other person who really enjoys herring and he wants herring, but rather than just eating a plate of herring, it's more enjoyable. The cracker enhances the herring, then he could not get away. He cannot eat it without making a bracha on the herring.
I think Rabbi just mentioned about having something with
chamishes mina dag.
What was that? Like, if
well, what I said so far was from the Magen Avraham that we're going to see that in certain cases. Where we didn't get to the third type yet, but in the third type, we're going to find that mizonos takes a primary role in the dinim of ikar and tafel. So what I was saying is that even in this case, where the mizonos is not necessarily primary, meaning as like I said, the case where you're eating the cracker with the other thing on top of it for the purpose of the other thing. Your purpose is the herring. That's what you want here. That's definitely your main desire at this point. If you didn't have herring, you would not be eating the cracker. You're eating the crackers just to eat the herring, but you enjoy the cracker. It's not so then what I said is that since it's mizonos, it's chamesh minei dagon. So although it's not the ikur, and you need a bracha on the other food, but you need a bracha on it as well. In that case, you would make two brachas.
Just because it's mizonos.
Yes, or like a person's eating an ice cream cone, a nice tasty sugar ice cream cone with ice cream in it, he's not. If he just offered him an empty cone, he's not. Thank you. Not interested. But if he wants an ice cream cone with ice cream in it, yeah, he wants to eat it. So he really his ikur kavana is for the ice cream. So he can't just make a mizonos. But on the other hand, the cone, it's not one of these cones that are just like very tasteless and just meant really just so you shouldn't get your hands dirty so you could eat. But a cone that has flavor to it, it tastes, and so you specifically want to eat it as well because it goes well with the ice cream.
What about?
And you would make two brachos.
If someone put oatmeal in a smoothie, I do it. I put oatmeal in a smoothie. Like I have different types of things I put in my smoothie. I also add oatmeal.
And a smoothie means what you take.
I take some milk and I have like a mixture. It's called acai, which is basically a bunch of fruits that's mashed together, and it's like a frozen icicle, but it's just different fruits mashed together. I put some, let's say, like protein powder in it, some oatmeal, some peanut butter, and mix it all together.
Okay, so that's gonna get to that's gonna be the third type. So the third type of ikur tafel, and then let's get to that in a moment.
When a lot of things are mixed together.
Or not a question a lot, but even just two things. But the third category where ikur tafel is a factor is when you have two foods which neither one is specifically enhancing the other. I want them both. For each one, even if I had just one without the other, I would eat it or I'd be interested in it. I really do want them both, but I'm eating them together as like one entity. They're mixed together into one dish, one food item or one entity, a single entity.
So if you ask about like a sushi roll, let's say, you have the rice, then you have the adama in there, and the shako in there.
Okay, so before we get to sushi, let's just first some of the easier cases. Some of the easier cases by single entities are, let's say you have a salad. You have a salad with different types of fruits or different types of vegetables that have, or it's easier with fruits, or that they have different brachas. You have fruits that have ha'etz or fruits that have an adama. It could be with vegetables too, except typically the brachas are going to be the same. Except if you might, perhaps you have a vegetable salad.
Cranberries.
I don't know if that is. Okay, or you have, or cranberries, we typically make adama one anyway. But
cranberries are adama?
That's the typical bracha.
Well,
but let's say nuts. Let's say you put in tree nuts, regular. You have a salad, and you put some walnuts or other nuts into the salad, and it's not. They're not just there as enhancers. They're there. It's a main part of the salad. So a salad or a stew, let's say you have meat and potatoes mixed together and cooked together into a stew, or hot dogs and beans, cut up hot dogs, cut up in small pieces and mixed with baked beans and served that way, or macaroni with tuna fish or cheese, anything like that, where it's the both things are main components. One is not enhancing the other, but they're being eaten together as a single entity. So there the halacha is as follows, that typically, if neither one is chameshes minei dagam, neither one is a mazonos of the five grains, meaning flour, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, or rye, if neither one is that, like the most of the cases I mentioned, not the macaroni case, but most of the cases I mentioned, there was no chameshes minei dagam. So there, the halacha is that you go after the rove. Whichever one is in the majority determines what the bracha is, right? So if let's say the hot dogs, cut up hot dogs in with baked beans, what do you have more of? Do you have more hot dogs or do you have more baked beans? They're eaten together, so you see which is rove. Or the case of the salad with the fruits, different fruits some which are very pre-eats. You have cut up pieces of apple and pear and oranges, and you also have in there pineapple and banana and whatever other, maybe melons. You have things which are ha'eitz brachas and things which are adama. So in those cases, you follow the rove. Look, what is there? Are there more pieces here that are eitz or more pieces that adama? And that determines the bracha. Yeah. Now, this is true, just a few points here. Even if the pieces are on the larger side, and you could easily tell them apart, even so, if they're mixed together and eaten together means that when you put your spoon into this fruit salad, you will typically come up with a mixture. In other words, they're not such large pieces that they come up separately. We'll give an example in a minute. But they're small enough and mixed enough that they're eaten together. On the average spoon will have a mixture. Then even though they're clearly identifiable and recognizable as separate pieces, they're not tiny pieces. They're not mushed together. But even so, you make one bracha, the bracha on the ikra, and that covers the tefil. That's the psak of many poskim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayi Adam that says differently. The Chayi Adam says that this rule doesn't apply when the pieces are large and recognizable. Even if they're eaten together as one entity, the hot dogs and the beans, they're eaten together, but they're clearly identifiable and recognizable as separate things, as different things. So the Chayi Adam says then it's two brachas. You have to make a bracha on each type, and then there they can think about it because Shulchan Aruch follows that. But the poskim do not follow that psak, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha as well does not follow that psak. He says if a person wants to be machmir, so he should try to combine them more, try to like mash them up together so that they're no longer recognizable as separate items. But one is not required to do that. The Iker Din, Paskin like the not like the Chayyadim, but like this Mishnah Berurah, that they only requires one bracha in any case. I mentioned the other condition. The other condition is spoken out by the Aruch HaShulchan, but that's also accepted by the Poskim, that it has to be that they do come up together when you eat it. It's not eaten separately. So let me just illustrate. When it comes to a chalent, right? Chalent, let's leave out the barley for a minute because I didn't get to the mizonos. Let's say a chalent which has meat and potatoes and beans. I guess that's pretty much what it has if it doesn't have barley. But when you eat it, the pieces are large enough that you don't eat it as a mixture. You can have different types of chalents, right? Some chalents are like stews. Almost like soups, some are like soups, some are like stews, but some of them, it's the whole thing is mixed together. You just spoon out a spoonful of everything. Okay, that's ikar and tefil applies. But sometimes some chalents are, you have large pieces of meat. When you eat a piece of meat separately, and you'll eat the potato separately, you'll take one, a bite of this, a bite of this, a bite of this, etc. But you're not eating it together as one entity, then they require separate brachas. But if it's like the first way, where when they're eaten, it's eaten together. When the average spoonful will have a mixture, then the halacha is that we apply the rules of ikar v'tafel. Now, so let's just speak out the mizonos component. Here we have this idea that there's a rule that says kol sheyeshbo mechameshes minei dagon, any food that has in it, that contains within it a chameshes minei dagon, something of one of these five grains on which we make mizonos, that's considered the ikar. You make the bracha on that, and that pat is the other thing. So like,
even if he doesn't recognize it, let's say you see the smoothie and you don't see that it has oats, you know it has, but you don't see it.
Right. Correct. That's right. Sometimes you'll buy one of these bars in the store, and then it has an ingredient. One of the ingredients is chameshes minei dagon, or cereal. Buy a breakfast cereal, and you can't tell necessarily what's in it, but there are from the five grains in it. So then that is considered the ikar, provided that it's there for taste. or for, you know, for sustenance, for nutrition.
Flavoring.
Yeah, for flavoring, right. If it's there, as opposed to if it's just there, let's say for consistency, and you want to, they want, let's say, gefilte fish, right? Gefilte fish, which people mix in matzah meal, right, into it in order to give it more body, or sometimes to make it go further, but not not for its taste. And not for its nutrition. It's simply you want to make more. You want to be able to have more servings, so you can get away with missing a certain amount of.
I'm not sure I do it for really.
No, oh, you make fish with.
No, I'm saying when I put oatmeal in, I'm not sure why.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So that's what you guys try to figure out. Is it for the taste? What are you thinking? Maybe you're just putting it in to give it more body.
Yeah, I don't. I heard someone told me one time, oh, put oatmeal on there. I'm like, okay.
Okay, but also when you put in oatmeal, what kind of oatmeal are you talking about? Cooked oatmeal or just raw oatmeal?
Raw
oats. And then what happens? Does it get cooked? Okay, so then anyway, it's not pasha that the bracha is mezonos on that. We're talking about when chamesh min yadag, when you make a mezonos. So like with the oats, in order to make mezonos, there are certain conditions. You can't, if you just eat raw oats or rolled oats, so you don't make mezonos on that. Typically hadama. But like a granola bar,
okay.
At least or granola. If certainly it's not a granola, certainly it's not a bar. But even if it's a bar, according to many poskim, the bracha is ha'adama.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of granola.
What's that?
Oh wow!
Why is that?
Because it, in order to be considered a mezonos, it has to be made into a tavshil. It has to be cooked. And stick, and it, you know, there are different criteria, but peeled or cooked in a way that it sticks together and makes a tavshil out of it. If it's not made into a tavshil, it's just the oats themselves are not cooked. Then they don't get mezonos. What?
The oats you get, they're steamed.
Okay, but that's it's steamed in. We're saying in
the process of making the oats, they steam them.
Okay, but you still he's taking the oats when you get a container of what's considered raw oats, that doesn't make a difference. Or for that matter, even let's say cereals that are made from puffed grains, puffed wheat. Or you don't make a mezonos on that. That's quite too many.
And but then how would you know if it's cooked or not? The oats.
Well, it depends. I mean, most facts, I think you know how the. You probably have video. You should try to find out how. What kind of
and by the cereals, how do you know if they put it in for consistency or for flavor?
You might want to consult with some of the brachos lists from put out by rabbanim or organizations that have investigated. And these issues. I assume normally, if it's a primary example, I mean not example, excuse me, ingredient. It's a primary ingredient in a breakfast cereal. I think you could probably assume that it was put there for taste or nutrition. It probably wasn't put there for consistency. In gefilte fish, okay, we know, as everyone knows, they put it in to give it more body. I'm sure it's a meat, or even meatballs. People put sometimes breadcrumbs or something like that. Yeah, into meatballs in order to. Just to give it more body, but there it depends. If you're putting it in for flavor, then the bracha and the meatball will be mezonos. But I think that's typically not the case. It's for there just for body.
Going back to the oats, if I eat a plate of oats raw with I don't know a few peanuts, do I need to say adama and then or nefashot or mem shalosh?
Not mentioned. No. If they're not cooked,
not cooked,
then you don't say mezonos. You don't say mishalosh. Okay. So your smoothie there might is probably anyway not a shaila. So your smoothie probably what you need to go by is the roof. Is the what?
Milk probably. Just
it ends up as a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, and the oats are completely like dissolved in.
Yeah.
You don't even know the roast, like I mentioned.
Exactly.
Okay, then for sure you don't make mezonos, even if it would be cooked. If like a drink, when a mezonos thing is included in a drink, it anyway doesn't it's not mezonos. So that would be easy. But let's go back to the chalent now. So the chalent that has in it cooked barley. cook barley. You know, barley it's peeled, cooked. So that the bracha is going to depend. If it's a chant that's one big entity, one single entity. The potatoes are cut very small, and there are beans, but everything. And you eat a spoon, you get everything. So then, and even if there's meat in it, the meat also is diced up into small pieces. Okay, I actually have it. But then the bracha is since once there's barley in it, the bracha is bizarre. The barley is there, I believe in a shalt, it's considered to be there for taste and perhaps nutrients. Shenu is probably mostly for taste. It's not just there to for consistency. So then the bracha will be mazonos. But a chalent which has big pieces of meat in it, or large potatoes are not cut up in small pieces. There's barley, but there's not some other things. So then they would get separate brachas. You would have to make a separate bracha on the different ingredients, different components. So that's a very important factor here. Now, it's in this situation where this third category we're talking about, this third category where you have one single entity made out of various ingredients. So the shaila is discussed by Poskim is what happens if there's no one type that's a rov, meaning let's say you have cut up apples, cut up pears, and cut up pineapple and or melon, and there's let's say it's 30% of apple, 30% of pear, and 40%, or whatever it is, some adama, melon, right? That's how you get your 100%, 30, and 40. So there's no min that's rove, but there are 60% of it is ha'etz, right? The ha'etz is made out of apples and oranges, or apples and pears. But lemaisa, you have 60% is ha'etz, so there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and other poskim say that the bracha is ha'etz. That's considered the rov. Even though there's no one min, there's no one type of fruit that's the rov. But since the rov, the bracha on the rov is bari per ha'etz, so then that gives a shame that this food requires a bari per ha'etz. Because the rov of the components of this single entity get the bracha bari per ha'etz, and male of the whole entity gets the bracha bari per ha'etz.
Even if the pineapple was more chaviv,
like it's more, right? Yeah. In these cases, it's not even the chaviv. Right. In these cases, as long as it's the other things are enhancing the pineapple. Right. You're not eating that. It could be. You might say, I wouldn't even eat this if not for the pineapple. But lemaisa, you're not. The apples and the oranges aren't enhancing the pineapple. So certainly when it's just a question of chavit, but I'm eating a salad, I want a fruit salad, I'm eating it together to get everything, so then you make a bracha on the rove. And what I'm saying is that it doesn't have to be that any one specific type is rove, one type of fruit, just that one is a rove of one bracha. So if the rove, so here you have 60% of eitz and 40% of dhamma, you make a bracha per praise. However, what if it's, let's say it's different. Let's say the ratio is 30% ha'etz and 30% shahakal. Let's say you have things mixed in there which are shahakal. Let's say it's a salad that contains, I don't know, people do this. Let's say it's a vegetable salad which has different types of vegetables, hadama, has mushrooms, which are shahakal, and has some nuts in it, which are ha'etz. It's all there to make one big salad with it comes out that the vegetables that are hadama are 40%, but then 30% of it is mushrooms, and 30% of it is the nuts. So you have 40% hadama, 30% shahakal, 30% hadama. Ha'etz. I'm sorry, ha'etz. So you have one bracha is more than any other bracha, but it's not the rov, right? It's not the rov. It's not 51%. Rov means, at least what we've been saying till now, when we went by rov, is that it's more than half. It doesn't have to be substantially more, significantly more, but it has to be more than half. But if it's only 40%, it's not more than half. So So there, the Svarim say it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether does that get the din of does it get the din of the rove or of the I should say of the one that's in the greatest percentage, the one that's the primary ingredient in terms of its presence in the mixture, or no, you need a rove for that, and it's better to avoid the shiloh. How do you avoid the shiloh? Well, the two ways of avoiding a shiloh. Whenever you have ikar v'tafel and you're not really sure what to do, or even if you are sure, but whatever it is, you could make a bracha on other things, right? You could sure you go get the jar of nuts, and make a bracha eitz on a nut, or you find a grape or something or a raisin and make a bracha eitz on that. Just be careful not to get into shalosh with bracha chrona me eat shalosh if you eat a whole grape, okay? But it's not for this moment. So you make a bracha on half a grape, eat half a grape, and then you pat to the eitz and you go find a cherry tomato and you make a dum and something which is shakal, and you could do that. That's one way of getting at it. And then you can enjoy your salad without having to be concerned. The bracha chrona is for sure bari nefashos. In that case, it's for all of them, so you have no shalosh. Or the other way of doing it is to change the proportion, right? To restructure the thing, even if it means like taking some stuff out or adding some stuff in. And if you have 40% ta'at, so maybe add some more fruit. It doesn't have to be all whatever. I don't know the example I gave you. I gave you nuts. No, I'm sorry. The example I gave is 40% adama. So you can add in whatever vegetables you want, and so that now you have 51 over 50% adama, and then you make adama. Make a new salad out of it, or take some stuff out so that you change the proportion. But otherwise, that that case would be a suffix.
What would be the difference if I had that in front of me? With me going to the cabinet and grabbing another food that's ha'etz or hadama, or me just picking out, let's say, an apple, a piece of apple from that bowl, and then making like some of that.
So if you don't have something else to make a bracha, you could do that. Could pick it out. The Sefer says a bracha. He says pick it out and leave it out a little bit because before you make the bracha, because let's rewind one step. If you have a case where it's clearly the din is clear, where you have a mixture of ha'etz and adama, where the ha'etz is clearly in the majority. And but you want to say, you know what, I'll pick out a separate piece. I'll pick out, I want to make another bracha. So that you're not allowed to do, because that would be wrong. Bracha shen esricha. This food, which you're planning on eating, you're going to be eating together as one food, requires only one bracha. So when you pull out a piece of the hadama to make a bracha, you've been going with bracha shen esricha. So that's why normally you can't just do that. Now in this case you're stuck though, right? In this case you don't know what the din is, and you couldn't eat it without somehow making a hadama. So then if you have nothing else, you could take it out. But I just recommend it's better to take something else, because taking out is not always an etzah, and it's not always okay to do. So better just to deal with something that's not part of it. Also this way, in case like. Maybe it's just our lack of yediyah that we can't resolve the shiloh. But maybe it's pashit to the maybe the door before us, or maybe even the star. I haven't seen a shita that says definitively one way. I've seen it just as a suffix. But maybe there are those who say it's clear. It's not a shiloh. It's not pashit that it should be whatever it should be. Let's say one bracha. Pasha that you go after the 40%, let's say. So if it's pasha you go after the 40%, so then what are you doing? Putting out a piece of the 30% and make your bracha on it. That's not necessary. But if you take a bracha on something else, it's not part of this. I'm allowed to eat a cherry tomato. There are no cherry tomatoes in this here salad. I'm allowed to eat a cherry tomato. Make a bracha on it. So that's why I suggested that. Okay, so do we cover the questions that came up as it went along? We talked about your smoothie. Do we have any questions? Oh, sushi. Thank you. Okay, so sushi. The question is, I think when a person eats a sushi roll, would you say it's a mixture? It's like a stew. It's a chalent. He's eating three things together, and they're all. Primary, they're all they're all important, they're all and therefore follow the rove, What would you say now? He's eating sushi, especially, I mean, let's say sushi, which not all sushi has fish in it, right? But let's say sushi that has a nice piece of fish in it, and then there's just the rice around it and whatever avocado or whatever else exactly is around it. But if the person says, no question, I'm only eating this because of the fish. I'm not interested just eating rice. So I definitely would not eat them at all if not for this. They're, so then they become enhancers. Right, then the other stuff becomes enhancers, and if they're enhancers, then you make a bracha on the thing you're eating, you make a shakal, because that's what you're eating for. But I don't know.
Let's say there was no fish, and let's say it was like the imitation crab in it. Let's say, so then do you make mazonos because of the rice?
Well, what are you eating it for? What would you say you're eating it for?
Its whole thing. I mean, even every different kind of sushi, I eat it because of its whole thing.
You mean you would say the fish is not necessarily, you know. I mean, I'm really eating the fish. I enjoy the fish, and this is a nice way of enjoying my fish. No, you're eating it because
I think it's because all the ingredients
together
as a group.
So,
uh-huh.
Okay, so then it's like a stew. It's like a stew, like a chal. Okay, so then you have to have the roof. So rice being mazonos doesn't count because rice is not one of the five grains. So it doesn't have any different status than any other food, and it's only if it's the roof. If the rice is the roof, then you would make a mazonos on the rice. If the rice is not the roof, if the imitation stuff is the roof, then you make a shakal. Depends what, or you know, that's what it depends on. But I imagine, I don't know, I think of both. You eat sushi? Okay.
I eat sushi, and I've heard both ways. I've heard some people say that they make a bracha on every single part.
Let me ask you, why do you eat it when you eat sushi?
I eat sushi because I enjoy the entire.
There we go. Okay, so then you follow the row, I think.
So you eat it because of the fish?
Me?
Yes.
I'm with you. I don't eat sushi. I don't know if I've ever eaten sushi. It's not part of my diet.
It's not a McMazonas.
Why is it? Because it's mostly rice.
I was
actually just thinking.
But it's more than 50%. The rice is more than 50%.
Probably pretty close. Actually, I'm thinking: is there more rice or more all the other parts?
Who makes
it's
it.
Probably pretty even.
So then you try to remedy it.
So if I'm not, so you say if I'm not sure, I should really go ahead and eat other foods.
Right. That's right. If you're not sure, meaning. If you're not sure why you're eating it, you mean, or if you're not sure which is the row,
I'm not sure which is the row.
Then, so you could like change it. I mean, that like maybe cut away a little bit of it and take that out of the cheshbon. Now it's clear the rice is more. I got rid of some of the whatever.
Then what about the? Then I'm going to think about another piece of sushi. I want to think about that.
Yeah, you would have the same problem. Right, because you made this one bracha, but the next piece of sushi is a new dish. And if that dish is you're back. No, yeah, I'm talking about a one piece only eater. Otherwise, better to find something in the cabinet to make a bracha, and that would be.
If you do like saying you have an adama, you have a shahakal, you have a mazonos.
Right. That's what I was just gonna say. So even if you make the mazonos on the rice part, you would still. I mean, it's probably still pretty even between. The shakal and the adama, you break it all up.
Well, I'm saying if the rice is more than 50%, then that takes care of it. But if it's not, then if none of them is 50%, then you have the shayla. If none of them is 50%, more than 50%, then you have a shayla, and you have to try to make bracha.
So have a cookie, have in mind. That's what I was saying, having in mind the different parts, but have a drinker and have in mind. Uh-huh.